I'm Raquel.
And I am Becky.
And this is Housewives on Housewives.
Whoop whoop. Today we're going to be talking about The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Which is our favorite. It's episode 2. What's the episode called? Did you write it down?
Licked Up and Down.
Yeah, I did. I do remember that phrase when I'm watching it. Kind of freaked me out. How's your week been?
Fine.
Me too. I thought we would tell everybody all about the details of our lives from last week to this moment.
What are you drinking today? Let's get to the important stuff.
Well, frankly, it's about the same thing as what I've been doing from last week into this moment, drinking Chardonnay. So, two birds, one stone.
Right? I'm eating Cheez-Its, and I'm wondering, well, okay, so we're on a new format today,
yeah.
And hopefully, because we're recording virtually, it'll work better than our episode last week, because it's recording us separately. So today I was experimenting with it, testing it.
Uh-oh.
I could not stop laughing, Raquel, because I put on these headphones and clicked some buttons, and I'm not exaggerating when my voice as I was talking was slower than what was coming out of my mouth, and it seriously burned a bunch of brain cells. Like, oh, Jason God. Said, I think your IQ just went down several points.
I hate to be the one to tell you, but I think you had a mini stroke.
I mean, I haven't gone back and listened to what I recorded, but I think I'm going to laugh or cry. I'm not really sure. I wasn't going to use the microphone. It probably wasn't the microphone's problem, but I probably clicked something. But I think what I'm benefiting from is I'm eating Cheez-Its, and I'm wondering if y'all can hear it. I'm thinking not, because I'm not talking into a real microphone.
Like we used to at your house. I know. I like having a microphone here. I don't like using it. And I think this is a good time to remind everyone listening that we are not professional.
Did somebody think we were?
There is no part of professional. I'm looking at Becky right now. She just froze. So I don't know if she can hear me still.
You just went offline. What happened?
I didn't go offline. You froze. Oh, that's not a good joke.
Oh, you said you went offline. There must have been a catch in the internet.
Oh, by the way, you guys, we are expecting severe weather. So if this turns out to knock us out offline, we'll put up this part with the note on Instagram saying we could only get this far because it knocked us out. Just a slight warning. When you live in these kinds of states, you just don't know what to do.
Let's talk fast.
Okay. So
okay, let's get on.
Let me ask you this about this episode. Did you feel like it was kind of already just a filler episode? I did.
Yeah, not a lot happened, did it?
No. I think it was, they were kind of, hanging on to the last week ending with the blowout. So it kind of continues then with the blowout. Teresa has left the building and not in the way that Elvis did with 2001, A Space Odyssey, but with saying cunt about 190,000 times.
Oh my gosh. Well, I do have to say this, because when Jackie said it's like me saying G was doing coke, mm-hmm. I thought maybe there was really a rumor out there.
Oh, that's what, that was the vibe you got when she said that?
I did.
Oh, I totally didn't.
A week later, because I was like, yeah, she's in, college, so what? Maybe she is. It's not so far-fetched at this point in her life. And I'm not judging at all.
No.
And so,
let's be clear that Gia is probably, if she is doing coke, we don't know nothing about it. We doubt that she is.
Yeah. I mean, I could see it either way. And
I mean, whatever.
But I thought maybe she was basing it off a rumor she had heard. And so I was like, oh, okay. And then it starts up and she's like, No, I was saying an analogy as if I had heard.
I totally got it at first, and I was like, amen, Jackie. That's the only way to get through to Teresa is to, like, throw it in her face that this is what it would be like. You know, if I said something like this, because Teresa doesn't she made me so mad last week. So anyway, she, at the start of this episode, Jackie and Margaret are kind of talking about what happened. Jackie is upset. Margaret's upset.
Right.
And Margaret, like in her confessional, was just like, oh my God, she just threw the worst bump. Like, not that it's Jackie's fault, but she just did the worst possible.
There's two rules in the group.
Yeah.
What are the two rules?
One is don't talk about someone's kid
in an argument, and never use analogies in this group because they won't understand them.
Which I find hilarious. It's like, don't use logic because they're illogical.
Just like, Jackie, know your audience.
I know. Margaret cuts to the chase. Man, I am so in love with Margaret lately. I can't tell you. But anyway. So Teresa gets home and she immediately calls Melissa. And did you notice that when she called her, she's like, yeah, I just had a meeting with your friend.
Of course, I noticed she calls her your friend because she ends it with, I'm going to demolish your girlfriend. She's always picking on Melissa.
Always. And it's like she's mad at Melissa. She fully expects Melissa. She's like, and after I told you what she said, she better not be your friend anymore or something like that. And it was just like, oh my God, poor Melissa. She is constantly thrown in. It's like, It's the equivalent of, like, Melissa donated one of her kidneys to Teresa, and Teresa put a Band-Aid on a splinter for Melissa. It's like, the exchange is insane. She expects so much and gives so little. But anyway.
I agree.
Even Melissa, though, was like, oh, shit. You brought up the G word. Can't do that. Can't do that.
Yeah. She was like, well, I wasn't there, Melissa. I don't know how she said it. And Teresa's like, what do you mean how she said it? And then she's like, this weekend I'm going to slice and dice her with my tongue.
Everything that she said about Jackie sounded weirdly sexual. Like, instead of threatening, it was just like, ooh, is that good? Like,
I'm going to slice and dice you with my tongue.
I'm going to slice, happy anniversary, baby. I'm going to slice and dice you with my tongue. Yeah, no, it was a weird, talk about weird analogies. No wonder you shouldn't use analogies.
Oh my God.
That was bizarre. So they talk through their thing, and then we head over to Jennifer's house, and she's going to her mom's.
She's going to her mom's. Mm-hmm. Why does her mom always wear gloves to cook?
You noticed that before. It cracks me up.
Yeah, she's in her own home wearing gloves.
I know. It's a weird thing.
Protecting her manicure? Pre-COVID that she was doing it. She has chapped hands and she refuses to wash her hands?
I mean, I wear like the regular yellow latex gloves when I'm putting dishes in the dishwasher and stuff.
Why?
But I don't, because I want my hands to get chapped with running them through the hot water and rinsing and all that stuff. But certainly when cooking, that's just weird. Here's my question. Who the fuck is she making all those cookies for?
I know.
And then she won't even let poor Jennifer eat a whole one.
Or her grandchild. Eat the broken ones. Eat the broken ones. These are for company. I mean, I have to admit, I'm kind of the same way. Like, I will start baking and I can't just bake like a dozen cookies. I have to bake 30 dozen cookies.
And I'm thanking you for that.
It's a
right
whole
now.
Production. Right. My house is not as completely clean as her mom's is. I mean, it's like spotless. Like, there's stuff all over when I'm cooking. But I'm also like, start with the broken ones, family members.
Listen, I love that you overcook because gets to benefit from that.
Right?
Listen, when Becky Moore makes you sourdough cinnamon rolls hot from the oven, you're a
happy girl. With cream cheese icing?
Oh yeah, it was good.
Okay, so
we kind of get a little. We get a little insight into like just how kind of angry the mom is.
Starts because they bring up Jennifer's nephew, John Bryan. They named the baby John after Jennifer's dad.
Right.
And the mother refuses to call the baby John. She calls it Brian because she's so mad at her husband.
That's insane. That's like crazy, crazy. By the way, this is the brother that she went to Turkey
for the funeral. The wedding.
Paging Dr. Freud.
OMG.
Yeah, I mean, she really, I think that she needs to take a note from Jackie's parents on how to stay married and live in separate houses because that's what they need to do. I mean, clearly they have enough money. They have the means John's not even living in a separate house. He's living in Jennifer's 16 bathroom mansion. So
I know he's living in three of her bathrooms. Yeah, she said, she blames her husband for turning her kids against her and that she's been mistreated behind closed doors, which do we believe that?
I mean, I don't want to ever not believe somebody when they say that, but it doesn't appear that way. And I think
her daughter doesn't believe it.
Yeah. Well, there's that. That's a good point. But also, this is an arranged marriage.
Yes.
So,
Interesting to point out, but it's just crazy. After you've had children together and you've had that much time together, that you can't just relax and figure out how to make it work so that you both can enjoy the last years of your life.
I mean, yeah, it should end up like that, I think. I mean, I don't know. I've been married a long ass time, and I feel like the roots of our when we first met and just fell in love. I think that sets a real cemented thing. Like you have to, I don't know. I kind of think you have to be in love.
I don't know. I kind of think that your love can grow over the years from like one respect and just the times you've been through, the challenges you've overcome and the happinesses you have shared. And I think a successful marriage at some point is just a freaking choice.
Oh, it is a choice. It's definitely a choice. Yeah, I agree. You're right. I don't know. She does seem kind of angry. And I don't want to call
her. She seems angry.
Yeah.
She's not getting her way and she's not happy.
Yeah. So that kind of shows me. Yeah, I'm kind of, if this were a court of law, I'd be on John's side.
Yeah, I think so too.
Then we move over to the cutest mother on the planet.
Dolores' mom.
Oh my God, I want to eat her. She's so fucking cute.
Please don't eat her.
Well, I'm not going to really eat her. I'm not like, Arm and Hammer or whatever the guy's name is.
Oh my God. Who? What'd you call him?
What's his name? Army Hammer? He's like the grandson of Arm and Hammer, and he's like wants to eat his girlfriend. I don't know. That whole other rabbit hole. Let's move on from there.
All right, we can just edit that out. I'm just surprised you can't think of his name.
Well, it's Army Hammer.
Okay.
But his parents were, or his like grandfather was Arm and Hammer. This brings on a whole new thing. I always thought Arm and Hammer was a product. And it was like your arm and a hammer, but it's not.
I thought it was two names put together.
The first name is Armand. The last name is Hammer. I thought that there was a product, and it was a cleaning product, and it was called Arm and Hammer.
Right? Is it not? What?
No, it's Arm and Hammer. Okay. And his grandson is a weird cannibal. And that's a totally different, not totally
off. We're all going to be Googling that tonight.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, anyway, thank you. Thank you.
You're
we
welcome.
Know what's happening around us.
Listen,
okay, so Dolores' mom, how many grandkids does she have? 19?
15.
And she hasn't been seeing them. Normally, she's highly involved. Someone's always by her house. She's helping out. parents when the kids are younger are dropping, hey, got to watch my kid for 4 hours. Hey, I'll be back after dinner.
I love it in every single solitary way. I love that Dolores's mom is the cutest thing on the planet. Mm-hmm. I love that she has 8,000 grandchildren and that she sees probably at least one of them for the last 50 years. She's seen at least one of them every single day. And, you know, she loves it and they love her.
Right. Okay. Did we know that Dolores's parents were still married but did not live together? I thought her father had passed.
No, I meant when I said earlier, do Jackie's parents live? They don't live together either, do they?
No, Jackie's parents do not live together, but Dolores said something about that.
Her parents also don't live together. What the hell is going on in Jersey?
She did say something about that, like how.
Okay, I'm
going
to go
talking about David, and she was like, my dad took this job in this other city, and my mom stayed here. And they were married, and ever since, they just didn't live together, and it worked for them.
Oh my God, I don't know. Every single housewife's parents don't live in the same. You know, Dolly Parton and her husband had that same arrangement, but they live in different houses. But I do remember, I don't think Dolores' dad has passed, because I remember her taking him out to lunch, and he's just as freaking cute as the mom. He's like, okay. Dolores. He's like a cop or something. He's some badass retired
cop.
He
was like the police chief. Yeah. Like a rough place.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they talk about David, and my whole thing with Dolores is she's like, he's not a throwaway guy, but he shouldn't have acted that way.
She's so cute. And I love that, like, you know, she's like, he got mad at me for having surgery. And the mom's like, well, you do all this stuff for yourself and you don't let anyone help you. And her quote is, you can't fight DNA, Valerie.
She's like, yeah, I do it too.
I know. I love them. Mom, like, I just want to be in this world. I want to be able to, like, zealot my way into every little portion of whatever scene I'm in, like, just in the background at this house and then over here at this house.
No, I know.
But yeah, so we move on to the requisite montage of packing, which I'm getting tired of that, Becky.
Yeah, well, I did think it was funny that Teresa said, I think she was talking to Jennifer. I called her the C-U-N-T like 20 times. So she did realize that. Of all the things, she realized how many times she repeated that word.
I love that she can't even say it now, though. Now she has to spell it. She literally screamed it on the street.
Oh, my God.
In full voice.
Right?
20 times, but now she has to spell it out for her girlfriend. Right? Mm-hmm. It cracks me up. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So,
and I think too, that they're all enabling Teresa to some extent by allowing that analogy, like by kind of saying, oh, but you just don't do that to Teresa. You just don't do that to Teresa. It's like, no, do that to, that's the only thing she understands.
Right? Jackie, no, you're didn't right, Raquel. You're so right.
Yeah.
This like, is how I'm sorry.
Yeah. And it's not like Jackie started a rumor about her daughter.
Well, and I don't think they're saying you don't do that to Teresa. I think they're saying, this is what we get. We could have predicted this. Like, yeah. This is the reaction. Like, of course you're going to get this reaction.
Right.
Okay, when they're packing up, Frank, or Dolores is packing up, and she's like, I guess he's, like, making fun of the shoes she's packing. I didn't know they had a big, I don't know how you say it, Guidetta? No, wait, Guido.
Guido?
Yeah, but he used it in feminine. How do you say it feminine?
Guida?
Guida? I don't know. He's like, I'm sure he's making fun of the way she's packing, and he's saying, I'm sure you will fit in like a fart.
No, don't fit
up there.
Oh, I hate that word so much.
Why do you hate that word? Of all the words you use,
I curse like a drunken truck driving sailor, but there are certain things that I just am not comfortable with.
You know, I don't love that word either, and I'm not a cursor either. Like, it seems foreign to me to use that word, F-A-R-T, and curse words. And I can appreciate what you're saying. I just didn't know there were certain words that bothered you. Like,
there are a couple of words that bother me. Like, that's one of them. I don't like the word rouge. Ooh, it just feels icky.
Like blush?
Yes, blush. You should call it blush. Yeah. You know, there's just a couple of things that I just don't like. But that particular word, it's just so like, and I know this is going to be laughable coming from me, but it's so déclassé. Like, I'm the judge.
Nice. But I mean, we're talking to Raquel Bonjo.
I know. It's funny. It's like, you know what, Becky? I can have layers. Okay.
You can. I appreciate them. So Frank is going to call David and have lunch while Dolores is away.
Yes.
Jackie's not going to the lake.
Well, and who can blame her?
Mm-mm.
Would you have gone? Yeah, I wouldn't have gone. I probably wouldn't have gone just because it just the nightmare of it. You know it's going to be, although it would have made great television, but I'm sure we'll go.
Right.
We'll get that later. But yeah, in real world, I would not have gone.
Right. Okay. So
I also
been at Margaret's house.
I would have sneaked a bundle of cocaine into Teresa's purse. Just to be mean. I'm kidding.
Jackie? That's perfect. Perfect. With like a little flag coming out the top of the purse. Like, someone look and see what's at the bottom of this flag.
Ooh, what might this be? What, you know, and then maybe.
Okay.
Maybe let a drug dog loose accidentally. How'd that happen?
OMG. OMG. Okay. So. You know what I forgot? I just realized I listened to our last episode and I'm disgusted at how many times I said the word L-I-K-E.
I like that you just said, I'm a disgusted. What are you,
I'm a disgusted.
I'm a disgusted. So I'm it's a weird, you know, listen, I'm sorry. I probably say it all the time too. I don't think we oversay it. I apologize.
I totally oversaid it last time.
Like you so did not.
Like I totally like did, but I'm feeling a little more grooved today. So maybe I'm not overusing it, but I had meant to make a little sign with the word on it. So
that's a good idea. You know what though? I felt rusty last week. I really did. I have to be honest. Like
you felt what?
Rusty. Like, you know,
oh, totally.
Yeah. I didn't feel like it was the real us. Like the vibe that we first got.
Well, you were frozen the whole time. So I was just like looking at a frozen.
Oh yeah. By the way, audience. So Becky neglects to tell me that in the middle of our video conference, my face froze and she never told me until the very end. So, you know, it's like, I can't do it. I probably one
eye. It was not a bad face. It was like a smile.
So,
I wouldn't have like posted the photo on my Instagram account or anything, but
you wouldn't have liked posting the photo.
No,
I feel much more into the groove.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so we're going.
So they're at Margaret's house. She's making coffees. The dog's peeing inside the house, and Aunt Dolores is chasing the dogs around, trying to clean. Oh, I'll clean up the pee. I clean it up all the time. Like she does.
The dogs. She does because I remember. I think it was last season. She had like a little bucket or one of those little Swiffer things, and she's like, "Oh my god, again? Is there gonna be?" And she just like it. She's on it. Like it's gone.
Yeah.
As soon as it pees.
That's her life. Her little pup.
How cute is that little dog, too?
I'm in love. I know, right? Mm-hmm. So all the ladies understand why Jackie's upset and hurt, but they're also like, but she did bring up the G word.
Mm-hmm. Which, again, I have to say, I think they're just enabling Teresa's behavior by saying, oh, Jackie shouldn't have done that. It's like, well, how else do you get through to Teresa?
Right. No, I understand. Okay, so Margaret, or I guess Teresa arrives, and they're like, it seemed very staged. She's like, oh, obviously she knew that Jackie wasn't coming.
Yeah.
And she's just like, I mean, she came after my child. And Margaret's like, she didn't go after your child. She was saying how damaging something and truthful could be and how hurtful it is.
But you see how Teresa's turned it now, so she's the victim? she went after my child. Right. No, she didn't. You went after your husband and her marriage and her family.
Right. Well, and that's what Margaret says. She's like, Teresa's not the victim. Jackie.
No, she goes, Teresa is not the injured party here. Jackie is the injured party. Margaret's seen through it. She saw through it from the first of it.
I agree.
And then on the car ride up, Teresa just gives this revisionist history of what happened. Wait,
before they get in the car, is it so cute that Joe walks each lady to the van, walks them the 10 feet to the van under an umbrella?
That was adorable.
Right? I would have just dashed to the van, right? But no, he's like, Margaret's like, oh no, Joe will walk us. Joe will walk us.
So cute. So cute. Yeah,
it's adorable.
Also, how much motherfucking luggage do you need for like a two? Did you see that luggage?
I mean, what? How many nights are they staying?
I have moved 2,000 miles away and brought less.
Right?
Yes.
Right? I know. Yeah, it's embarrassing. I would be embarrassed.
I would pack for a trip to Italy, like a 4-week trip to Italy, and just have a carry-on.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, if I was being filmed and stuff, I wouldn't show up with that luggage. I'd have it, like, shipped there separately. Yeah. So it looked like I was effortlessly coming with a carry-on.
Yeah. I'm just coming like this, how I'd come in. Sorry.
Right? Ridiculous. Why do you have so much? Okay, so Teresa just has every excuse on the rumor she told, which, you know, they're, like, pointing out how laughable and ridiculous her excuses are, but... Melissa's like, she really believes this is a reasonable excuse. There's no getting through to her.
See, here's what I think. I don't think she thinks it's a reasonable excuse. I think she's thinking it's an excuse that she can use and she's going for it. I don't think in Teresa's brain, I think she knows exactly what's going on. She knew that she did a shitty thing at Evan's party. She knew that Jackie was making an analogy to show her. And rather than admitting she was wrong, she's taking this easy route and trying to say that Jackie was talking about my kid.
What do you think about her saying that Evan is her type?
That was weird too.
Would you be more pissed about that or about her spreading a rumor about your husband? Because I feel like I'd be more offended, like her going around talking about her, like, my husband being, like, her type.
No, if somebody thought my husband was their type, I would find that flattering. You know, it's like, yeah, he's a good-looking guy. Somebody spread rumors about it.
I'm going to fuck it. Never...
I'm going to lick him up and down. Or whatever.
This is the thing. The thing is she never said that when she was, like, in a marriage of her own. It's not until she's single that she feels the freedom to, like, bring up someone else's husband being her type.
Oh, that's true.
Like, I find it a little offensive.
I didn't find that offensive.
Like, she's in an argument, like, with her, like, in a fight with her. It'd be different if she told it to her and it's like, no, he's adorable. Like, that's totally my type. It wasn't like that.
Well, it just adds the illegitimacy of her argument. You know, it just enhances her bullshit.
I think. It does. It does. All right.
All right. So where are we now? Frank and David go shooting.
Wait, before they go shooting, Dolores speaks up to Teresa and says, hey, Teresa, I would have been mad at you because you went and said what was said, but you refused to tell her. Who said it? Like, that's not cool.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she's like, I'd be mad at you.
I would be mad at her, too. If you came up to me and said you heard this and you didn't tell me who you heard it from,
yeah,
I'd be pissed.
Oh, yeah, I'd be like, no, you tell me, like, it's real unless you tell me.
Either you keep it to yourself or you tell me the whole thing.
No, for sure.
Good point.
No, totally. All right. Frank and David go shooting. I mean... David's pretty adorable.
I think I like David and Frank more than I like Dolores and David.
Really?
Yeah. No, they're so cute. They totally bro out. Like, David's portrayed badly, and I get really pissed at him a lot because I don't think he treats Dolores as well as he could.
Right, right.
But I don't know how much of what we don't see.
Right. Obviously, there's a lot.
Yeah.
that we don't see. If he's, like, letting everyone move in with him, and he's, like, you know, meeting with Dolores's, like, husband on a regular basis, being a friend to him.
I feel there's real, genuine affection between all parties.
Right. No, it does seem genuine. Frank's like, I used to be a really good shooter, but I fell down 6 months ago.
Well, Frank was seven left of the fall, but Jesus, man, that's gonna suck. And then of course, who recuperates? Who does he recuperate?
Right, then move into my house. You don't have to go up the stairs. I'm gonna pick you up myself and put you in the shower.
Oh my God, it's killing me. It is the weirdest, like, plural marriage there's it's ever been. Right? It cracks me up though. And I like that Frank clearly cares for both of them. He cares for David. Right? He obviously loves Dolores. You know that David loves Frank and he loves Dolores and Dolores loves them both.
Right.
And I have this quote that Frank says.
Oh, I know what you're quoting because I wrote it down too.
Was it, I'm there because I love both of you.
Yes. Nothing better I would love than to see the two of yous happy together.
I mean, it's so sincere and so Jersey. The whole thing, I just...
Listen,
I love both of yous. I want to see yous twos together for the rest of your lives. Listen, yous twos and us twos, we're yous, good.
Yous are the best. Yous and me's are the best.
Yous twos, me's twos, hers and me's, and yous twos should all get together and live in a house.
Yep. Oh my gosh. And David's like, oh God, Frank, you're the best, Frank.
I know. It's
I know. So and I really gross. Feel like he felt that. Okay, so now I wrote down this. This is before, like, more stuff happens, but Jennifer is constantly mentioning how Melissa's always looking for a mirror. And I'm annoyed by it. Like, the little, annoying jabs. So she mentions that. And then I feel like it just gets worse. But,
I have to say that Jennifer irritates me on every single level.
Yeah, she's annoying.
She's so clearly jealous of Melissa Gorga. It's painful to watch.
I do think Jennifer looks better this season, though.
I mean, she looks better, but she's no Melissa, you know?
No, she's no Melissa. Melissa she's got no going Mel- on.
Because those two, those twos. She's okay. Really, yeah.
Huh?
I think she's just jealous. She's not funny.
I'm sure she is. It's obvious. Yes. That's why it's so annoying. It's just like, get over it. Why do you care? Painful.
Yeah. Go worship your 16 bathrooms and have a happy life. You don't need to compete with Melissa Gorka because, number one, you're not going to win.
Right.
And number two, you're really unlikable.
Right. You're really unlikable.
You're really unlikable. But they get to the house and it looks so nice.
I just love that it stopped.
Dude, who fucking stopped that place? I want to adopt them.
I know,
because
right?
Everything was perfect. Everything.
Yeah.
I was dying.
Everything they could want.
Everything they could want. And of course, Teresa has to throw out a little shade. Jackie's missing out, or whatever she said.
Oh, you know. She just wants to bring it up the whole time.
That's all she wants to do.
Yeah. And blame everyone else. Why didn't you stop me? Why did you give me tequila? You also said the same thing about Jennifer. She talked about me, even though there were pictures to prove it.
She needs an accountability coach and not that idiot from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Who's her? Wait, but Teddy. Yeah. I was like, what? Okay, so we go to Jackie's house.
Mm-hmm.
She's buzzing their kids' hair during quarantine.
You know where she's at? Salon Mommy.
Hey, so she's like, hey, we haven't been able to get out. I ordered a thing to do my own kids' hair. And she's like, I love it. And I'm like, I know, Jackie. I've been doing it for years.
Oh my God. You and me both. I had the same thing. I was like, I have been cutting my husband's hair for years.
And I like am secretly obsessed. And then we get this dog and it's like, oh, like a dog that you would have to groom. And I'm like, And I started cutting the hair and I'm like, oh, this is the most satisfying thing ever. Like you will never go to a professional groomer. I'm professional enough.
Right, you are. You're totally. And I literally like a week ago cut my husband's hair. And I do, like, I'm sorry. I'm a stylist. I apologize, but I'm a stylist. The only thing that I have learned throughout the years is probably best to not start drinking before.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because you get a little, you know, creative.
Oh my gosh.
But no, it looks good. Yeah, I think that we are all, COVID has made every single person we know, like basically we got our license.
Our hairstylist license, I know. Poor hairstylist out there.
I know. Ashley, if our friend Ashley is listening, no, you really do have talent and are good and people should go to her. She's really good. But anyway,
right?
Yes.
Well, I still go to a hairstylist. There's nobody here to cut mine. I would cut my own if I could. See the back well.
Oh my God, I could cut it from here and you'd still have a ton of hair. You have so much fucking hair.
I know. Okay, so Jackie says she's trying to put on a happy face to shield her kids from the tension between her and Evan. They didn't really go into like what's going on between her and Evan. I don't really understand what's going on between her and Evan, but apparently
I don't understand why it should be
I
don't understand why it would be an issue between them. This is somebody that somebody else brought in, started this stupid
rumor. Well, I mean, she did say, like, why, you know, that she brought this person into their lives.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I guess that's what it is, but I don't know. We see Lexi and Margaret taking photos of each other, which I find hilarious.
Oh my God, how much do you love Lexi?
I love Lexi and her accent.
And she does not have a British accent.
But would you love her as much if she didn't have that adorable accent?
Yes, I think I would. I mean, listen, it's not like that's not the cherry on the top of the sundae, but I do love Lexi in and of herself.
No, I do. I think she's adorable, and I love her, and I'm glad she's getting a lot of time on this. Teresa says, I would want someone to tell me, but you didn't. Tell her. You told everyone else. I'm like,
exactly.
Oh my God. Like, yes. Why isn't someone saying that? Like, you didn't tell her. You didn't go, hey, Jackie, I heard this rumor. Yeah. I want you to know. Go figure it out. No, you went and gossiped. She's like, I just told my friends and my family and everybody at the party and their sisters plus their brothers and their aunts and second cousins.
Oh my God. The list that she goes down is hysterical. I didn't tell anyone. I told my sister-in-law. I told my brother. I told my friends. I told Dolores. I told the Mormon kids that were trying to tell, you know, change me at the door. I told the priest. I told the mailman. I told the milkman. I told the guy at Kroger, but I didn't spread the rumor.
She's so stupid. I mean,
she's
I'm sorry.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And then I love that she calls Gia, and Gia, like, tells her what it's like to be a good friend. This is such a fucked up relationship, because Gia is so much more mature than Teresa. It's insane.
It's insane. It's insane. I got to talk about a couple of their looks before they go to dinner.
You're always the look person.
We see Dolores in the kitchen? She's all dressed ready to go.
Is that blue?
She's got a library and reading glasses. Looking at her phone.
Hey, listen.
I mean, it's straight up like old school librarian reading glasses.
It'll be 2 days before I have the little bead thing that you hang around your neck that your glasses hang on. But yeah, I'm all about that. Was that the dress she was wearing? That it looked almost like denim, but it was blue?
Yeah, I thought it was denim.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if it was denim, but I
like
that.
What did you think about Margaret's crocheted rainbow ill-fitted sweater over her silk slip dress?
I don't remember it at all.
It was terrible.
Was it?
It was terrible, and it didn't go with the silk dress at all.
I don't remember. I don't have no recollection of that.
Well, I'm just telling you, it was terrible.
Okay,
and And before they left for the dinner, you know, Teresa's talking about wanting to hook up with a man.
Oh,
man.
My God.
And Lexi says, chemistry is pretty instant when you see a guy standing on his wallet.
Wait, who said that?
Lexi, our favorite.
Oh, okay, because that it was hilarious. I didn't hear that. That's such a good line.
I know, and it makes me wonder, like, what's her story? I need to know more about Lexi.
I know, Lexi's definitely, that is such a good line. You know what made me never want to have sex again?
What?
Hearing Teresa go, I want to do it like this, and I want to do it like this. And I just like, I never want to do it again. Thanks, Teresa. Appreciate that.
Okay, so yeah, you already mentioned that Gia is, you know, giving her mom good advice. You need to apologize, mom. If you said it in a shitty way, you just need to apologize. And then she says, Melissa's like, you'll listen to Gia. I love that she gives you advice. And Margaret's like, you know, Margaret's like, well, when you call her. And she's like, if I call her. And she's like, well, Gia said you should call her. It's just like, they just keep poking, like, but Gia said, and Gia said, well, you know what Gia said.
Yeah. Listen up.
Gia hung the moon.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
Your parents have passed. Your husband is extradited to Italy. You got Gia.
But I do, like,
and she's the most level-headed of all of them.
Yeah. I'm glad that, like, if there's one person in the world that Teresa will listen to, at least it's Gia, who has a fucking head on her shoulders. So.
Right.
Oh my God. Oh, what do you think about this Juicy Joe Giudice
sex toys?
That made me not want to have sex again ever. Between the, yeah, like, oh my God. It's like, the Giudices are trying to kill my sex life together.
I know. You can't, you've got to stop watching them or poor you and Dave. Well, it's funny too. He's like, all right, this is what I'm selling. Here you go, ex wife. Let me send you a box.
Run, like what?
What would you think if you received a box of those from your ex-husband?
I don't even know where to start with what's wrong with that. Like, there is such a long list. I don't have time. If I live to be 153 years old, there's not enough time for me to list everything.
You're like, finally, you did something helpful in our marriage.
Right.
Finally, you thought of me in our marriage.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. Oh my God.
But you know, as Nona says, if you can make money, make money.
I mean, that's true.
Whatever you gotta do. Gia, Teresa, go sell yourself. If you can make money, make money.
Listen. Listen, you gotta eat. A girl's gotta eat, all right?
Right. So Dolores and the way she talks about David.
Ooh, hold up, I know.
Right? She's like, I mean, I'm hot for David. He knows his way around. I mean, she's like, in all the men she's ever been with, put them together and they don't compare to David. I'm like, what is David doing?
He's a doctor. Maybe he knows things we don't, you know?
Oh my gosh.
She, or did she not say, did I hear this right? He knows his way around a vagina.
He knows his way around a vagina, Raquel. She said he has a hard time communicating.
A hard time.
He's so good to her children. And then someone chimes in, and your vagina.
And your vagina. I mean, that just killed me.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
You kind of expect him, like, when she said that, she's like, he knows his way around the vagina. It's like, is he a GYN?
No, I thought he was some surd. I don't remember. I don't know. I'm going to have to look that up.
What is he?
I don't know. Maybe he is an OB.
Frankly, that would be
deliver babies.
If I were married to a gynecologist, my go-to line would constantly be, my husband knows his way around a vagina. Because come on.
Right?
I say that every day, everywhere, in every like job interview. Hi, I'm Raquel Bongiovanni. My husband's a gynecologist. He knows his way around a vagina.
OMG. OMG, can you imagine?
Oh my God.
Okay. So
all right.
We're at dinner. It's a little lackluster.
I don't know. I thought it was cute, but you know, it's COVID. It's a lake. What do you expect the four seasons?
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm talking about the convo.
Oh, Jennifer's such a fucking bitch, man. She never truly apologized. There's nothing I like about this girl. Nothing.
Well, and that's the thing. Margaret said something like, oh, you guys are getting along. And Melissa's like, am I being self-absorbed this evening? Like, Melissa obviously doesn't really care, but she's like, all right, you bring it up. I'll call you on it, Jennifer.
Yeah.
And Jennifer's like, I don't think being self-absorbed is a bad thing. And I was like, what are you talking about? You've been bitching about it this whole time.
Yeah, maybe when you're...
Obviously you do.
Sorry, my cat. Mr. Jeff, stop.
What is your cat doing?
Mr. Jeff's meowing in the background. I think Dave's going to try to get him. She is nothing but annoying. I just don't like her.
Well, it's just crazy because she totally backs down. And then she's like, I didn't mean any harm. I'm sorry. I would just love it if we could get a fresh start. And it's like,
no, you wouldn't.
Well, and it's like weird because it's like, where's this coming from? Like, we've heard nothing of this sort. Like, that you like her, that you'd rather have a fresh start, that you're not annoyed by her. Like, everything says the opposite.
Do you remember when Margaret said her lips look like a monkey's asshole?
Was that who it was?
Yes.
No, I don't remember that, but I've got to go find that.
It's one of my favorite things on the planet ever.
OMG. OMG. Okay, so.
Okay, so finally ends. And here's a question I have for you. I wrote this down. A group of men send over drinks, right, to the table.
Well, that's what we're told.
Oh, you don't think they did?
Well, you look over and it's one man with like five women.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I have to rewatch that.
There's like way more women at the table than men. But what were you going to say?
I was just going to ask, like, have you ever accepted a drink from a stranger at a bar?
I believe I have. I mean, it's been a long time. You know, I believe I have when his drink has showed up at my table kind of thing. But if it's like someone's like, let me buy you a drink, it's like, no, thank you. I got my own kind of thing. But if a waiter's like this guy and I'm like with a group of people, it's like not invasive or whatever kind of thing. Like if a waiter's bringing the drink already, sure.
I have to say that, and remember, I was very, very young when I got married. And like also, it hasn't been offered in a long time, and not just because of COVID. But,
no, I know. It's like,
but it
did happen like a couple of decades ago.
Like, in 82. No, but you know, back when I was young and pretty and still married, I would always decline. I would always say, thank you very much, I appreciate it, but I'm happily married. I never felt it was okay. It was a weird thing.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. If someone said, let me buy you a drink, I'd be like, no, no, thank you. I'm good. I've got it.
No, but if things brought over to me, I would say, please tell them thank you, but I'm happily married.
I don't remember, like, specifically, but if it came over to me, I'd be like, thanks. But also, I feel like if they send it over, it's just their opportunity to open a door, but they know that you could be, like, not interested or taken or whatever. So I don't feel like it's that big a deal.
My alcoholism wasn't as severe.
So you're saying if you were out and someone sent over a pitcher of margaritas tomorrow, you'd be like, thanks. And like never look up, but just be like, wave your hand in that direction.
And then the next 10 drinks that I'd order, I'd say, can you put it on their tab?
Oh my gosh.
Well, next week's looking to be good because I think this is where we get into the whole what's been rumored to be the Melissa kind of cheating innuendo.
You know that's not going anywhere, but we'll listen to it.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty goddamn ridiculous. But I am curious to see how it's handled. You know, and it's fun little drama.
Well, and more importantly, Joe like blows up on his sister, Teresa.
I think that's going to be a ways down the line.
Oh, maybe you're right.
Because that, they're certainly not at the lake house because they're all together. But what I've pieced together by watching that scene is that Melissa gets really pissed at Teresa for something she's done. God knows what, it could be anything with her. And then it sounds like Teresa in the moment sticks up for Juicy Joe Giudice. And Melissa like goes off and is like, you fucking stick up for this asshole after what he did to you. And then Garga goes fucking off the rails. That's what I'm saying. I'll do a dramatic reenactment next week.
We'll post videos. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it.
Too. Well, this was fun. It's fun. This was a fun one. I thought it was kind of a throwaway, but it ended up being good.
Hey, you put me and you together, we're gonna have fun.
It's magic. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's magic.
All right.
All right. So until next week, we're not doing taglines anymore.
We're not?
Well, we stopped doing that like the second year.
Okay. Well, I made them up with a new one.
My new ending to all of this is thank you for listening. Wear a mask. Be safe. And we'll talk to you next week.
Have a great week. Bye.
Oh, totally showed me up with a simple one. Whatever. Bye.